From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson delivered his second State of the State address yesterday. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, he continues to make workforce development a top priority for 2020.
Much of the speech was a highlight reel from Parson's time in office. He cited a growth in wages and record low unemployment. He also addressed some of the lows, specifically the spike in gun violence across the state. He pledged support for the Second Amendment, but
we all have to understand the very real issues of violent crime affecting our neighborhoods and the potential consequences of doing nothing.
In addition to funding for witness protection programs and mental health resources, he asked to strengthen laws surrounding violent criminals, alluding to his previous support for some so-called red flag laws. Democrats were critical, though. They say the Republican Party continues to stand in the way of any meaningful reform. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The president of a predominantly black St. Louis police union says the city prosecutor's lawsuit is correct in pointing out racial concerns in St. Louis, including biases within the police department itself. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who became St. Louis's first black circuit attorney in 2017, filed a lawsuit Monday accusing the city, the police union, and others of intentionally impeding her efforts to reform racist practices, in part by seeking to oust her. The University of Missouri announced yesterday it is ending its 9-year relationship with the Confucius Institute in August. Christopher Husted reports.
The Chinese Ministry of Education-backed institute promotes Chinese culture at MU and places visiting Chinese teachers in Columbia Public Schools to teach Mandarin. University officials say the new U.S. State Department standard requiring a state-certified Mandarin teacher present in class with each visiting Chinese teacher makes the program too costly. Critics of the institute, including Missouri U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler and Senator Josh Hawley, have said it promotes Chinese Communist Party propaganda and threatens national defense. UM System President Moon Choi said MU audited the institute in 2019 and found no evidence of academic espionage. I'm Christopher Husted.
A Kansas hospital company abruptly closed a central Missouri hospital because of regulatory issues. Pinnacle Regional Hospital announced yesterday that its Boonville Hospital would close by the end of the day. The hospital said in a statement that conversations with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services led officials to decide it would be too costly to bring the hospital into compliance and make necessary repairs. Boonville, a town of about 8,400 people, will also lose a clinic and a rehab facility. Emergency department staff will remain at the hospital for 2 weeks to help walk-in patients. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.